Mix today's best music with Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fabes, and with me is Dr. Jayakant Jayabal, a neurologist from Pantai Hospital Sungai Petani. He's here to talk to us about epilepsy. So, Dr. Jayakant, what is epilepsy and how is it caused?
Epilepsy is a neurological disorder whereby a person experiences recurrent seizures. Such epileptic fits occur in the event of a disturbance in the electrical activity of the brain. This can come as a result of brain tumor, trauma, infection, genetic tendency, congenital abnormality, or other neurological diseases. Most of the time, however, the cause is unknown. Seizures can be broadly categorized into two types: generalized seizures, which affect both sides of the brain, triggering the patient to fall, lose consciousness, blink rapidly, stare into space, or convulse. Focal seizures, on the other hand, only involve one part of the brain and may manifest as twitching, confusion, or a change in your senses.
Okay, doctor, hang on now. Our listeners have got so many questions for you. I'm going to ask them as many as possible. But first, let's get into the music right now. Mix today's best music with Pantai Hospital. With me is Dr. Jayakant, a neurologist from Pantai Hospital Sungai Petani, and he's here to talk to us about epilepsy. Now, Dr. Jayakant, how is epilepsy diagnosed and treated?
There is presently no definite cure for epilepsy. While some may have their seizures decrease or eventually disappear over time, others may require a lifelong treatment to control their seizures. There are a variety of epileptic seizures which respond best to specific treatments, so it is important to obtain an accurate diagnosis. This can be achieved with a medical history review, physical examination, as well as an electroencephalogram test or EEG to record electrical activity in your brain. Additional studies such as an MRI or CT scan, as well as cerebrospinal fluid analysis, can also be conducted. Most epileptic patients are prescribed medication therapy to manage their seizures. Surgery may be used if the seizures originate from a single area of the brain, typically the temporal lobe. In cases where both medication and surgery are ineffective, ketogenic diet as well as vagus nerve stimulation could be utilized.
Mix today's best music with Pantai Hospital. I'm Fat Fabes. With me is Dr. Jayakant, a neurologist from Pantai Hospital Sungai Petani. Dr. Jayakant, can an epileptic seizure be prevented?
Seizures can stem from certain triggers, and these can come in the form of behavioral, environmental, physical, or emotional factors. These include, but not limited to, stress, alcohol or drug abuse, fatigue or sleep deprivation, change in medication, excessive visual stimuli, and hormonal changes in women. By taking note of which triggers relate to your attacks and minimizing them, you can keep seizures within your control. Some people may also experience auras that warn them of an impending seizure. For example, if your aura is a sudden unpleasant smell, you may stave off an attack by sniffing a strong odor or lie down to avoid injury from falling. Your family members should also be educated on the proper actions to take while you're having a seizure, like moving dangerous objects out of the way, lying you in a recovery position, and placing something soft under your head.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jayakant Jayabal. Don't forget, Doctor On Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.